Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Tell me on the air. Just tell me what you're going to do.
Oh, here's what we're going to do. Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Let me do the Disney thing first. Then you could lay it all out. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is off on paternity leave. We spoke with him this morning. Welcome Edie Rose Hassan to the world. Mm. Johnny Mosley is kind enough to sit in with us this week. Mm-hmm. Your energy and enthusiasm, absolutely contagious. I know, we're having fun.
We are having fun. This is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Right now, someone's going to have even more fun than we're having, if that's possible. We have a gift card, a Disney gift card for caller number 97, and we'll put that winner in the running for a Disney cruise escape to the Bahamas. What? It's three vacations in one. Disney magic, one-of-a-kind entertainment found only on board. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. This is your first chance. Call now, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 97, give you the gift card, and put you in the running. And
beautiful.
Now,
and-
makes no difference who you are when you wish. Oops. I don't know the words. All right. Go ahead, Johnny. Bring us the text world.
Here's how I'm going to organize the text. I'm going to go back to the beginning of the show when we were talking about a lot of stuff, and just because our listeners give us so much good information.
Right.
They close the loop for so many things.
Yes.
They're like our personal research department. So
it's true.
But of course, this one text, I wouldn't read it normally, but since it's critical of Hooman, then we'll start with it.
Look, it's like Vinny's still here.
Yeah.
Gonna get on Hooman's bad side,
Just trying to represent.
Stay in your lane. I always start with the text number.
Hooman's bad side. That's funny.
What's the text number?
Oh.
Do you 800?
Do you know the text number, Johnny?
I don't.
It's probably written down. 400. Right.
Yeah, it's probably on there right there.
800, 400.
FM. 3697.
3697. I don't see it written down here. 800-400-6397.
Nope. No. 3697.
Think FM 97.
Yeah, FM. Just say FM 97.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hey, look. I'm just here till tomorrow, so I'm not bothered.
Yeah, blown on Thursday. Come on, man.
And Thursday. Okay, and Thursday.
Do Thursday.
Yeah.
You brat. Every day it gets shorter.
So we'll get Don on the phone.
We'll do it live.
All right, you're crazy, Hooman. Spain food is great. Tapas, anybody?
Oh, yeah, tapas. Oh.
I mean,
fish cheeks, come on.
Maybe I just didn't go to the right place.
Maybe not.
All right, so this was kind of a weird one, but I thought it would bring up interesting. So most people don't like the word moist.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the word foodie. LOL. Sounds so weird. That's from 831, like Santa Cruz or something, right?
Yeah. What is your moist and panty?
But to people, is that true? You don't like moist?
I don't like.
Are you a moist?
I like moist.
Okay. Doesn't bother you. That's all I was.
Moist is fine for cake. It's just.
When used anywhere else outside of cake, then not okay. All right. I know that's kind of a weird cultural thing. People don't like moist.
Do you have any words in particular that you're like.
Me?
Yeah.
I have an aversion to.
I have the other one.
Damp.
No, it has to do with
screw. You don't like that one. She doesn't like that one. Like a screwdriver.
Like a screwdriver.
But not that. She doesn't.
Exactly. Got it. And then a lot of people on your tip, 209, please quit playing Drake. We didn't play Drake, do we?
You know, he plays it all the time. Yeah. Every time it comes up.
It's only a snippet. It's not even enough.
Do the dance, Johnny. Do the dance.
Not close to enough.
It makes it better because... Oh my God! Hilarious.
Is that Orange Justice, or is that the Kiki dance? I don't know. I was watching my kids.
I don't know what it is.
His hips are moving hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
Hey man, I suck, but I love it. All right. I miss so much of the show when you make me change the station. Talking about the Drake thing.
Listen,
that's a little hyperbole.
Oh my God! Don't make her miss anymore.
Oh my God!
I hate Drake too, Sarah. Okay, so there we go.
So lots of Drake hate.
Yeah,
good,
lots of Drake
good.
Hate.
See, I'm not alone.
Where should we eat in Tahoe, North or South Shore? We had this discussion.
We did.
I said I'm a fan of an old school spot and squad called Graham's. Mm-hmm. You can find me at the bar there, sort of Norm style.
And then I brought up Pfeiffer House, which you and I talked about. They do a Wiener Schnitzel there, all different kinds. You can get whatever you want.
Fantastic.
Plus, they have a full bar. Very important.
Very important. Okay. this is the guy busting my balls for taking pronunciation advice from Arby's. He says, stick to the X Games, baby.
Oh, my God. What a jerk.
Yeah,
Johnny, stick to the X Games, man. Extreme.
Yeah, bruh. Dude. Oh, this is
John Stewart.
Okay, this is the important information.
This is
our wildlife. This is tips you need to know in the wild, right? This guy, we're talking about the alligator, you know, the woman who got killed in Hilton Head. If your hand is already inside the mouth of an alligator,
yes,
you need to push at the back of their throat. This opens the flap so they can drown. And let you go. I was missing a word there. But.
I feel like if your arm is trapped in. Yeah, in the teeth already clenched shut. You're kind of stuck there. I don't feel
you
can move your arm.
You gotta
punch in further. So I now have to rip my arm apart. Mm. Well, I suppose it's that or die, so maybe I'll do it. So you're saying you got to get an alligator's epiglottis in your hands.
Boom. Oh. Epiglottis.
So that he can't block off his nostrils anymore? Yeah, shame.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it sounds like, right? So you would open it up so that they're not...
Yeah,
so the water's rushing in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe their mouths aren't sealed on the
nostrils
side.
Maybe
like because there's water in there so that it's good flowing down there choking. Waterboarding. You got to waterboard the gator. So then I grabbed its epiglottis and I waterboarded that bad boy and it let me go and I just gave it a little shiver to the eyeball and I got out of that pond so fast, man.
Couldn't even see me.
Coors Light right over here, please. Make it a double with a tequila shot.
Oh, you're not buying any more drinks. I got you after that story.
Bruh,
dude.
All right. anyone wants to, I did write down DJ Vinny's set list for the birth. If anyone, I think it was a Maroon 5 followed by Hot Tub Scene, Santana, and I think the baby was born to RHCP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's a nice thing to come into the world. I don't know what song it was.
There was a text about someone. Actually, this is getting to the Vinny thing. I skipped ahead, but it was
fine,
in my notes. I saw Post Malone in July, and he played 3 songs on guitar at his show. He's awesome live. He also seems like a super nice guy. After every song, he would say, thank you so much to everyone.
Oh,
that's kind of a cool story.
That is nice.
You know, tats under the eyelids, and he's
always
very
tired.
Humble, always tired, working hard. He's a hard worker. Must be a hard worker. You don't get to the top without being.
You don't be always tired without, you know,
that's
never
right.
sleeping.
Or unless they change the algorithm for your, you know, what causes the top Billboard chart.
Right.
Right.
Because he just won everything.
That's right. That's right. Okay, my kids play a game where you neck yourself when somebody gets you to look at the okay side.
Oh, the okay thing, right.
Yeah. Ow, Johnny.
Wait, they get to neck you or you have to neck yourself?
You neck yourself when you do something. Or you neck yourself when you do something lame. They get to neck you if you're just like this.
Yeah.
And you look.
I didn't see it. I did not see
it. That rule though, it only applies if it's below your waist.
Yeah, yeah. It can't be up on your ribs, Johnny. I didn't see it.
You're right.
And to get him to look down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny.
And the comeback to that, if you have like enough smoothness, you have to poke your finger into that hole.
Oh.
And if you do that, then you win and you get to neck them.
Oh. But it's the way for them to get you to grab their crotch. I see how it works. Guys, always looking for a
way.
It's more like that. Hey, Brent, I got a question for you. You know I just necked you?
Yeah.
Even though you knew it was just like a friendly example, did it make you, sometimes when people hit me like in the back of the head, like it'll ignite fury.
Yeah.
Did it make you?
Not in this case. I felt love there.
Okay, yes. Okay. But I feel like
that's
a hit
interesting.
In the head, like
getting
no matter
hit
what,
a lot
there's certain
times,
parts
right.
of your body that
ignites fury.
Like, it just makes you really, like, feel violated.
Yeah.
More than other parts
of
the body.
How dare you?
Like, someone gets me a dead arm super hard, it doesn't affect me emotionally.
But if they whack you, it's like you're
if I even get, like, a little,
it's
like...
It's disrespectful.
If someone gives me one of those in the back of the head, which is, you know, that's something more, you know, deeply psychologically
bound. I wonder what that is, because I do know what you're talking about. Like, it's, you know, not that I'm getting whacked in the head all the time, But it's it. I do feel that, like, you know, that fury where you're just like, oh, how dare you? Oh, you know, F you. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you're just pissed at that person.
Yeah, where it makes you. You can see it sometimes in your kids.
I can't even picture you pissed.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh,
well,
boy.
Like,
boy, that was a change in demeanor right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I can get really. I mean, I remember, you know, with older brothers and,
sure. You know. So you're saying you watch your kids and you can see the fury has been ignited.
Sure, by certain different little things, you know, where you're just frustrated and you just want to, like,
Dad, make him stop!
Exactly that one feeling. Right. You feel out of control or. All right. So this is a follow-up to the sad story of Molly Timmits. She does have a connection to the Bay Area. She grew up in Oakland. Her dad still works in SF, so.
So she was in Iowa at school.
Yeah.
Or it said she was in her hometown, though, so it was like a summer thing. Is that the?
Maybe. That must have been it. Well, it was
Brooklyn, Iowa.
Brooklyn, Iowa, yeah.
Well, so, it's very sad. They do, although. Is it confirmed that that was the,
well,
the body
yeah,
they
that's
found
the
as
thing.
Her?
It's, okay. Maybe it's not confirmed. Okay. It said they believe it is. So,
they wouldn't probably have released it if they weren't pretty sure.
Yeah. What's up with playing GN Toto? I don't know what GN is, but I found the rain, or I touched the rain down in Africa.
It's just called Africa. Yeah, I thought it was Africa. I blessed the rain.
I think it's I blessed the rain down in Africa.
We're playing it because it's a new version of it. It's Weezer.
Yeah,
and it's sort of it's their biggest hit in forever.
Yeah, yeah, I love Weezer.
Yeah,
and I love that they picked that song. And
Toto's version of Hashpipe.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even. What's Hashpipe again?
So that's a Weezer song.
Oh,
so
it
they
is.
Did a cover
oh, no
of
way.
The Toto song, and then Toto is who apparently are still around and
right.
playing.
Right. This is all current.
Right. So this is Toto's version?
That's correct.
You
yes.
You know what's funny about this? Both of these versions sound really effing close to the original. Like mm-hmm. You'd have to tell me if I heard this in the background, I would just assume it was Weezer. Yeah. You know.
And turn by the way, the lyrics are. I bless the rains down in Africa.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And you know that one line where there's nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do? It's not that. It's 100 men or more.
Oh, 100 men or more.
Yeah.
Oh, can you tell me what?
Did you already know that?
No, I didn't. Here I am saying I love Weezer. I don't even know what the name of that
hashpipe. Yeah, you know, but, I got my hashpipe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here it is.
Got it.
Oh yeah, here we go. And this is the Weezer version?
That's correct, Sarah.
I have to say that I'm really enjoying hearing this song a lot now, weirdly. And you were saying this was one of your dad's favorite. He used to like torture you with country music on the way to Tahoe, and then he got this tape. And
yeah, we listened to a ton of old school country all the way. But I remember this album particularly because like I'd never seen him go out and buy a cassette, and
he
went out
he just
and bought the Toto.
This
and I can remember like the album cover, like the
and
the
describe
tape
it again.
Cassette cover is like red with a. Like a gold circle, and maybe because it was like 1/4, like there's some Roman numerals on it or something. And that thing was in his car forever. He liked it.
Yeah, so, Toto,
it
man.
It's ingrained
your
in
dad.
I used to listen to this thing.
That's
a lot.
Funny, too, because you were saying he was like
heart.
Old school country, like Merle
right.
Haggard
yeah,
and all
yeah.
these, you know, which you actually have you got a pretty good education in country music
I
from
did,
that.
I did, yeah, and I thank him for that because I love those guys now.
Right, but then suddenly Toto made it onto
right,
the scene.
Right, but then all of a sudden, like, he jumped into the.
It was the 80s. The
80s pop, you know.
You must have been a really little kid. When were you born? 70?
75. Yeah. So when did this come out?
82 or 3?
Yeah.
I think they said.
Yeah.
It's a period of my life I remember actually most and more than any of my other.
Isn't
period,
it funny how indelible our childhoods are?
Yeah,
like it's because it was the first time you did basically everything in your life, and it's the magic time. It was before the world was exposed for what it really is.
Exactly.
Oh man,
what is it?
No, the. What you said.
Oh, man.
That's depressing.
He's like, man, I got a daughter.
Really
shut
is.
Up.
It's pretty depressing.
I know. Yeah, but you know what? You find people that you love and that make the journey worth it. You know, that's what's important.
Oh, it is interesting when you get older to realize how awesome it is. Like, just be, like, just living. Like, people say that, you know, especially if, you know, you have a religious background, like it's just, you know, but you don't believe that when you're hard to believe that when you're going from age 12 to age 30, even, or 25, but you know.
And you start, you settle in and you start to really know how hard life is and how hard some people have it. And you learn to count your blessings and you learn that the really the only important thing that you have to give or that you have to live for is the other people in your life. Like, what do you have if you don't have those people?
Yeah, exactly. You know? And oh, and people always say, you know, health is the most important
thing.
It
is. Obviously, that's very important, too.
And you'll be like, I mean, I'm in your earlier days, you'll be like, oh, well, I got to make some money. And then, you get knocked out a couple times, things hurt, or your kids are, not feeling ill. You're like, oh, my gosh, just
keep us healthy.
Health, right? Above all. So,
health and happiness.
Take care of yourself.
Look at this! Really,
and
is a
speaking
learning
of
show.
That,
oh, okay. Let's hear. Oh, let's move on to the Vinny stuff. All right,
Vinny text, and we can. But people moved, and Vinny really, you know, I didn't know. You don't know how much he was going to share, right? He doesn't need to do
he
that.
He really told a beautiful story,
and
actually.
That was really cool.
It was
that
funny. It was touching. It was frightening.
Yeah.
It was if you didn't get to hear it, it'll be up in the podcast later. It's the 8 o'clock podcast.
Yes,
Vinny's whole phone call will be in there,
and just told it really well.
Laid it right out.
Yeah. What a great birth story, Vinny reports. We did this song, we did that song, but not once does he just say, oh, jeez. I don't know why I highlighted that. Forget that.
That one is hard to understand.
This is what I was getting to. Then he tells a good story on my way to drop off by now sixth grade daughter, and I was completely in tears. Thank you for sharing. Congratulations. And now I'm crying at work. OMG, love you, Vinny.
I know it was a great story. He has a good way of, like, he keeps it funny and light, but still tells you kind of the heavy stuff. And
yeah, that guy should be on the radio.
Yeah, he's good at it. He should be.
Why am I in tears right now? ! Maybe because I'm 5 months pregnant with our baby girl. Tears of joy, Vinny. Congrats. And honestly, I thought the name was Eddie until Vinny said it. Edie is adorable. God bless your family.
Aww. Yeah. Edie.
Man, Vinny is so grown up now. 1997 to now, such a big change. It's good to see.
It is.
I'm a 25-year-old construction worker trying not to tear up listening to Vinny.
Aww.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I love our listeners so much.
I know.
Pages and pages.
There's some information on here, too.
Oh, okay.
Some, you know.
Learning stuff.
Yeah, we got some nurses. Oh, first, I'm not quite there. Vinny's got me tearing up over here. So happy for him. Love you guys. Signed, Tommy. Quote of the conversation. This was pretty funny. I like this one better when he was referring to birth.
That was,
but, you know, he laid it out there. Had enough pause at the end of it.
We're like, oh, boy, he's already picking favorites.
All right, now into the technical medical stuff.
Okay.
RN here listening to Vinny. That's not a hippie way. That is now research based on birthing practices. Baby gets amazing immunity from keeping mom's juices, quotes, on her.
Oh.
And those juices, the white cheesy stuff, it's called the Vernix. It's protective and acts like an antibacterial.
Oh, that makes sense.
So you leave it on for a bit.
That's right.
I had no idea.
Yeah, leave it on. Leave it be.
Just leave. Yeah.
Let nature do its work.
Yep.
Right.
Well, animals always lick all the stuff off their kids. I don't hope all that right. They're not going to start encouraging us to
do
that.
They're hungry.
Next.
They need the salt.
They do. They eat the afterbirth.
I know.
Most animals.
Exactly.
Gross.
All right. How much time do I have? I think I'm pretty much got it all there.
Yeah, that's it. Look at that. You're right on time. John Mosley, thank you. Great job.
Hit the post.
Another great job today. We'll be back in a second to say goodbye. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Johnny Mosley, thank you for another super fun day.
Thank you.
Get her done
Tuesday.
Pretty good.
What a way to start it off.
Someone just texted because they're watching on the Looking Glass, and they said, that's a guy that can't sit down. That's a true sign of an athlete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does. You know,
extreme athlete, they said.
I've noticed that you really, he's actually very attentive, too. Like, even though I know he's got other things to do, like when I'm doing a story, I appreciate that you're fully like listening. Even now, look at the look. Well, he's got a concerned look. I was like, "What are you saying? Tell me more."
Part of it is I can see you better when I get up.
Oh,
and I try not to go into like low energy mode, because sometimes I think I'm talking fast and people are like, oh, "You got like the stoner style." I find myself keeps the energy up. Plus, if I don't engage, I will drift off and I won't.
It is a muscle. I'm telling you, it's really true. You
have your key card won't work tomorrow.
And then my key card goes dead.
Hooman, I thought you were also excellent today.
Thank you. I tried to stay in my lane. I tried not to derail. I tried to stay focused.
You did all those things. It was amazing.
Are you going to do yoga with me?
You going right now?
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good idea. I probably should. Yeah,
oh,
let's do
boy.
It.
Hey,
straight to?
Yeah, hell yeah, it's at 10:30. Okay. Also, I'd like to wish my birthday, friend, Joy.
Shame.
Joy, happy birthday, Joy.
Hit the bell.
Joy,
hit the bell.
There
you go.
NBC.
Shame.
Shame by NBC.
All right, thanks to Vinny for calling in and telling us the birth story this morning. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on Hope Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.